Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
With Christmas and Hanukkah only a little more than 2 weeks away, it's time to take a long, hard look at the animal situation in the household, particularly if you plan to have guests in your home during that period. Heading the list, be honest with yourself. If the cat or the dog has serious problems, the probability of solving those problems in the next 2.5 weeks is about nil. Better you should accept this now than remain in denial. Once the denial is out of the way, the next step is damage control. Relative to aggression, whether it's canine or feline aggression, heading the list is always ensuring the safety of others. If that means that you don't entertain in your home, that means you don't entertain in your home. Go to someone else's home. If for some reason this is impossible, your damage control will have to occur within your home. This means ensuring a safe space for the animal that is inaccessible to all of your guests. Oh, I know that sounds horrible, particularly if you're having overnight guests. On the other hand, think of the consequences if you just let Fluffy or Rags run loose and hope somebody doesn't get scratched or bitten. As far as telling visitors and relatives to stay away from your dog or cat goes, we all know that doesn't work. There are always those people who believe they have a magic way with animals. There are even those people who don't think they have a magic way with animals, but once they get a couple glasses of eggnog in them, they think they do. They think they're going to work some Christmas miracle, just like all those movies they've watched. Are you willing to risk it? Are you willing to interrupt your holiday celebration with a trip to the emergency room? Are you willing to risk your sister hating you forever because of the damage your dog or your cat did to her child? I doubt it. Damage control. Prevention. That's the way to go. As far as separating these animals, I'm not talking about throwing them in jail. I'm talking about making a cozy haven for them. For many animals, their owner's bedroom is the safest and securest place. Draw the blinds, leave a radio on tuned to static or a sound machine to create white noise. You can also use acoustically engineered calming tapes, like the Through a Dog's Ear or the Through a Cat's Ear series. Pheromones, Adaptil for dogs, Feel Away for cats. Although if your cat has a thing about other cats, try the feel away first. Spray a little on an old washcloth and leave it on the floor where the cat can explore it. If the cat growls at it, pees on it, you certainly don't want to get a plug-in for the cat's secure space. Have the animals in their havens before the visitors arrive. If there are young children coming, if some of your adult holiday guests are easily confused, don't pay attention, don't follow directions, don't expect closed doors and signs that say "do not enter" to keep them out. Put a lock at the top of the door. A simple hook and eye will work. Those potential invaders willing to be deterred will give up. Others will make a fuss. Either way, you'll know that they're trying to go somewhere where you don't want them to go. Relative to peeing cats, if your cat hasn't been using the litter box for months or maybe years, This is not the time to start solving that problem. Even doing cleanup at this stage of the game is going to be a labor-intensive proposition. You might get away with thoroughly cleaning and deodorizing one room, provided you can keep all of your guests in that one room. But under these circumstances, the best route is to celebrate with your friends somewhere other than in your home. This is also not the time to introduce your new rescue or your new kitten or puppy to the rest of the family. I know you want to. I know you want to share. I know you want to hear them ooh and ah, and maybe you even read somewhere that playing pass the puppy around is a wonderful way to socialize the animal. In a simple word, hogwash. These animals don't need this stress. What about those animal gifts that are increasingly being given or acquired around the holiday season? I would hope at the holiday season, those who have new animals or those who receive them will care about the animals enough not to expose them to overstimulation. Moderation is the key. If you're talking about a transport animal who has endured all of the trauma of the rescue and transport system, as well as the trauma of being taken away from the mother and pediatric spay or neuter, trust me, the last thing they need is socialization. They need acclimatization. They need time to sort things out. All of the normally strange scents and sounds of a totally new environment. Never mind all the extra stimulation of a holiday. So be kind this year. Be kind to your guests, be kind to your animals, and be kind to yourself. Accept the things that you can't change, and change the things you can to ensure the comfort and safety of your animals as well as any guests.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.